So we're on page 58, Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Beis. So we're talking about Hagban Glilo. So we were talking about yesterday. We talked about materials or things that we make the Torah covers and the gartel out of. That's what is yesterday. Could you make out of shatness or all that type of stuff? Old things, recycle things. Beis. If someone wants to, someone could buy, right? We see that throughout Holocaust, people used to buy kibudim. So someone could buy the right to hand the cover to the person going glila, meaning the person going hagba. This is what we call glila, right? So in other words, somebody could buy glila. Vein, next page. Vein al yocholim chosbo. And the guy goes hagba. We said the guy who goes hagba, it's such a big deal to go hagba. And, you know, all this type of stuff. And we explain, we spend the whole day discussing what the big deal about hagba is. The baal hagba cannot protest. Say, no, you know, I want that right. And I want to give it out, or I want to give it to that. It's independent. Ki afal pisha kana glila, lo kana likacha mi'ilim. Because even though you bought glila, which is hagba, he didn't buy the right to for what we call glila. And Rama says, "What came of comes from Nagim Liknos Chotzav Achnasa?" So too, if somebody gets psicha, what we call psicha, taking a Chotzav Achnasa, right? That's one. Taking the Torah out and bringing it back in. And Ashas Yachol Limchos, the Chazan cannot complain or refute it. Kain Zeshak LeChazanim. Because that's not part of being the Chazan's right. Again, some maybe tell us this might be foreign, but you know, people were enthusiastic to get these things and wanted them, and so the question is, could I stop them if I'm the Chazan? The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that what the Chazan can stop is the person who took out the Torah does not have the right to take it to the Minyan. That's the Chazan's right. And especially in light of what we learned a couple days ago, that some say, you know, glila, the big thing about, when we talked about glila, is setting the Torah down to set the table, so to speak, for laning, because that's a big deal. So we can imagine the Chazan wants that, right? The Chazan has the right to take the Sefer Torah and take it to the Biyun. So that's his right, and somebody cannot take that away from him. Okay, we'll just do Gimel very quickly. Hagol Sefer Torah Yom Yediyah K'neged HaTefer. Someone who goes Hagba, right, it's called Glila, but when you go Hagba, you should line up the Torah by the seam. Right, Scott does this, right? Line it up so that the seam's in the middle. Why? K'desh Yemishi Kari Kara HaTefer. So God forbid it rips. So it rips on the seam. That's easier to fix, as opposed to Chas V'Shalom, it splits in the middle of what we call Yeriyah. If it splits in the middle of a section, that's what I was looking for, sections, that's very difficult, harder to fix. So therefore, now there's a discussion about this, but that's basically what you should do, is a person goes Hagba, should line up that the seam is in the middle, so Chas V'Shalom, because obviously the middle is where most of the tension is, the pressure is. So that's what they should do to make sure, God forbid, there's something goes awry that's not terrible. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight, and Mirz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow.
Is that
what it means to roll?
You say Chazan all the time, but there's no Chazans around here. Is that